Nesechtes Bab Kama Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the top line of Daf Kuf Yud Beis and Aleph, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis stated that if Reuven stole a food product from Shimon and then Reuven died and his children inherited this item, the Yoshim don't have to return this item to Shimon. And Rami Bachama was medayik that Rishus Yerish ke Rishus L'keach Tami, and when the Yoshim received the estate of their father, it is just like they acquired this item and therefore was considered Shin Rishus. And since Shimon was Miayish and there is now Shin Rishus, so the Yoshim are kind of the food and they don't have to return it to Shimon. And Rava argued on Rami Bachama, and he held that Rishus Yerish lav ki Rishus lekech dami, since brought karadavua, and it's not considered a shin Rishus, and certainly since he only had Yish, Yish bichdi is loikana, and the Mishnah specifically discussing a case where the Yoshim already ate this food, and since Shimon was miayish, and the food is no longer be'en, so therefore the Yoshim don't have a chiyuv to pay Shimon back for what exavla that their father stole. And our Gemara now begins, Rav Adabahava masni lahod Rami Bachama aha, that Rav Adabahava brought the same machlekes between Rami Bachama and Rava, and instead of Rami Bachama making this diak from our Mishnah regarding Zela and Yerusha, he learned this machlekes was relevant to a brisa that discusses ribis and Yerusha. Now we know that there is an issur deraisa to charge ribis, and the Torah states, "Al tikach meitay neshech b'sarbis v'yireisa malakecha v'chayachicha yimach." And the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph learns that even though Reuven charged Shimon interest and Shimon willingly paid it to Reuven, however the Torah tells us that Reuven has to pay this money back to Shimon as v'chayachicha yimach. You should make sure your brother can live together with you. And Rav Adabahava now brings the brisa, as the brisa states, "Hiniach lenavi and moishal ribis afal pi shiyodin shehin shal ribis in chayov lahachzer." That if Reuven charged Shimon ribis, and now that Reuven leaves this as inheritance to his children, then even though his children know that the father received this from Shimon as ribis, they still don't have an obligation to return the ribis to Shimon. And Omer Rav Melchoma is on this brisa that Rav Melchoma stated, "Zeis emeris," that from here we see rishus yerish kirishus lekeach dami, that the rishus of the Yerush is considered as if it's a Rishus of Lekech, and it's considered a Shin Rishus. And as Taisus explained, the Rami Bachama holds that even though Shimon may have paid this ribis to Reuven Midas, however the Torah considers it as if Reuven stole this money from Shimon because he charged him interest, and as Taisus says, the Havi Kinesina Mitois, this is considered like an Asina Mitois, the Nasin L'Shem Matano El B'Torah's ribis, or Mikri Gzeila Be'ene, and therefore it's considered as if Reuven stole this money from Shimon, and the money is still Be'en. That is why the Torah is Mechayev Reuven to pay the money back to Shimon. However, once Reuven dies, and now his Yoshim have this money, and they receive it b'teris Yerusha, Rami Bachama tells us that since Rishus Yerish is Rishus L'keach Dami, therefore it's considered Rishina Rishus, and since Shimon was already Miyayish, and there's also Shina Rishus, therefore the Yoshim were Koinah the Gzela, and they don't have to return it to Shimon. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amma, and Rava argues on Rami Bachama, and he says, "La'ilam emel cha Rishus Yerish lav k'Rishus L'keach Dami," then really I could tell you that when Yoshim receive an inheritance from their father, it's not considered the same as if they purchased an item, and therefore it's not considered a Shin Rishus. If so, why is it that the Brisa states that the Yoshim don't have to return the ribis to Shimon, the Shani Hacha, and the Gei ribis? It's different to Omer Kra, as the Gzeiras HaKosav that teaches us, Atikach Mi'ita Neshech B'Sarbis, and then as we stated, the Pasuk says, B'Yireisa Malkecha V'Chayachicha Imach. Rava holds that really, since Shimon actually gave this money and the ribis to Reuven Midas, so really Reuven should never have to give this money back to Shimon. However, the Zegzeir Sakasav that tells us Reuven must return this money to Shimon, and as the Gemara says, Ahadalei, make sure to return the money to Shimon and return the ribis to Shimon in order that he could live amongst you and he could still be supported and have money. However, the Torah only says this regarding Reuven himself, as the Pasuk says, and it specifically is talking about the one that took the ribis. However, and this chiyuv to return the ribis to Shimon is only on the father and only on the person that charged the ribis and not on his children. That is why the Brisa says the afopish yoidin shein shel ribis, that even though the children know that this money is part of the estate and their father took it from Shimon from ribis, they don't have to return it and ein chayav l'hachzer. We will learn the next Gemara based on our Gersa and our Gemara. However, Ayin the Bach, who brings a second Gersa, and actually Rashi brings both of these Gersais and he explains both of these Gersais, and we will explain our Gemara based on the first Gersa of Rashi, and at the end of Rashi, Diba Maschol, Mam de Masin La Masisin, Rashi states, Rishon Shemate V'Ikar. However, Ayin the Bach, who actually is Gersin and Gemara, like the second Gersa of Rashi, and he is Gersin Rashi, Rishon Shemati, that I heard the first Pshat, but V'Achrin Ikar, and the Bach held that Rashi held that the second Pshat and the second Gersa is the main Gersa. And according to the first Gersa of Rashi and our Gersa that we have in our Gemara, the Gemara states, Mam de Masin La Braisa, and according to Rabbi Adabahava, that learned this machlekes between Rami Bachama and Rava on this Braisa Certainly, Rayim Bachomo would be able to be Madaik from a Mishnah that Rishus Yerish Kirishus Lekeach Dami. And as Rashi explains, that if Rayim Bachomo said his din, Bidigeya, this Brysa, where does the Svar to say that it's based on Xeris Akasov, like Rabba stated, and based on the Pasuk of Altikach Meita Neshef Visabis, and therefore you could say that Labrei Loy Mizai Le Rechmano, and even so, Rayim Bachomo was Madaik from the Brysa that Rishus Yerish Kirishus Lekeach Dami, and he learns that the reason why the Yashim don't have to pay is because they were kind with Yish and with Shin Rishus, and certainly in our Mishnah, Rayim Bachomo would definitely be Medayik that Rishus Yerish is Kirishus Lekeach Dami, and certainly there is no Svara to say differently in our Mishnah. And in addition, the stoma of our Mishnah sounds like we're talking about a case where Reuven was Meirish a food product to his children, and his children did not eat that food product, as it doesn't say anywhere in our Mishnah that they consumed it, and therefore certainly the stoma of our Mishnah is more Meduyik like Rayim Bachomo, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the item is still be'en, and even so, the children don't have to return to Gzela because they were kind with Yish and Shin Rishus. However, Lefi Rava, he had to explain that the Mishnah was specifically talking about a case, Kishachlu, and of course that is more of a Deichik. Therefore, certainly, Rayim Bachomo would be Medayik, Rishus Yerish, Kirishus Lechechtami from our Mishnah. The Gemara continues, however, Man Masin La Masisin, that according to our first Lashon, where we said that Rayim Bachomo stated his Deik regarding our Mishnah, it's possible that Rayim Bachomo was only able to be Medayik from our Mishnah that Rishus Yerish, Kirishus Lechechtami. However, Avala Braisa, Rayim Bachomo, Kurava Masin La, but if it would only be because of the Braisa, then Rayim Bachomo could say that you don't have a Raya that Rishus Yerish Kirishus Lekech Dami from this Braisa, because it's possible to say that the reason why the Yoshim of Reuven don't have to return to Ribbis is based on the Xeris HaKosov of Rava. It's possible that the din of Ribbis has nothing to do with Xela at all, and it's just a Chiyav HaShava that the Torah is Mechayiv you to return, and that Chiyav is only applicable to a father and not to children. Therefore, from the Braisa itself, Rayim Bachomo would not be able to make a Diyak that Rishus Yerish Kirishus Lekech Dami. Let us see Rashi in the middle of the Maschel, Man Masni Lo Masisin, where Rashi says, Lushna Achrina Ipcha Gasinon, that some have a Gersa exactly the opposite, Man Masni Lo Masisin, Kalshkin Abraisa, that our initial version where Rayim Bachomo was Medayik from our Mishnah, that the din is that Rishus Yerish is Kirishus Lekech Dami, certainly they can make the Diyak if they had this Braisa, Benegea Ribbis. Reason is, the Masisin Ikalukma Bisha Achlam, that certainly Benegea Mishnah, we could explain the Mishnah as Rava did, that the case was where the Yashim already ate these items, and therefore the Yashim don't have to return it, but it's not because they were koina b'shin rishus, our b'raisa k'tani sh'yodin shein sh'ribis, but in the b'raisa where it says that the Yashim knew that this money came to the father because of a payment of ribis from Shimon, almud k'aymi b'en, and therefore it's clear that this money is still b'en, v'k'tani p'turin rishus yerish k'rishus l'keach, and therefore certainly Rami Bachama would be medayik in the b'raisa, that the reason why they don't have to make this payment to Shimon is because we hold rishus yerish k'rishus l'keach, and therefore they were koina with Yish and Shin Rishus. However, Man de Masin La Braisa and the coin driver Adab Ahava learned that Rayim Bachomo was Medayik from the Braisa that Rishus Yerish is Kirishus Lekeach Dami, so we could say that it's only been a gate of Braisa, Ava Mesis and Rayim Bachomo, Bisha Achlam Masin La Kirava, that Rayim Bachomo would not be able to make this Diyak from a Mishnah, because it's possible that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Yoshim already ate these food items, and therefore, even though Rishus Yerish is Lav Kirishus Lekeach Dami, it's possible that they still would not have to pay it back, as Lemaisa the Nigzal was already Miyayish, and the food that the father stole is no longer be'en. And as we already mentioned, Rashi states, Rishon Shemati v'Ika, however the Bach is Geirus, Rishon Shemati v'Achrin Ika. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Banam, we learned in the Braisa, HaGezel Meichel's Banam Peturim Al-Shalim, Reuven stole food from Shimon, and then he gave it to his children, and his children ate this food, so therefore, this item is no longer be'en, and his children will not have to pay Shimon back. And L'chair, according to the din that we learned on Daf Kuf Yav and Beis, that Rav Chista taught us, Gezel V'Lein Yisayisha Abaylim, Uba Ach V'Achlu Menu, Ratzim Zeh Goy V'Ratzim Zeh Goy. The Gemara explained, my time kol kamad lo nisayisha abaylim birshusei demarikai, and therefore the children of Reuven should really have to pay this food product back to Shimon. However, the Gemara already asked this question on Rav Chista from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yad Aleph Beis, and therefore we will have to explain our Braisa exactly as we explained our Mishnah, that Reuven gave his children this food after Shimon was already miyayish. Therefore, since it was Yish and Shin Rishus, therefore his children were koina, and therefore they were patur milshalim. However, as we mentioned in the top Rashi on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rami Bachama actually argues on this dinner of Chista, and therefore he can explain that his Braisa is even talking about a case where Reuven gave this food product to his children prior to Shimon b'Miyayish, and even so, his children will not have to pay back this money to Shimon since the item is no longer be'en, and that's why the Braisa says that Peturim al-Shalim, because they already ate this food product, and even though Shimon was not Miyayish. The Braisa continues, if Reuven dies and his children inherit his estate, which includes the food food which was stolen by Reuven, Gedolim chayav and l'shalim, then his children that are Gedolim would be chayiv to pay back to Shimon. However, Ktanim p'turim l'shalim, his children that are Ktanim would be potim l'shalim. Now, according to Rav Chista, we will explain that this price is talking about after Yush, and even so, the Gedolim have to pay back the food product because the item is still be'en. However, according to Rami Bachama, if Shimon was already Miyayish, then Rami Bachama holds that Rishus Yerush k'Rishus l'keach dami, and l'cherida should be Yush and Shin Rishus, and therefore the Yoshim should be koina, and they should not be responsible to pay back this food product to Shimon. And therefore, as Rashi explains, Rami Bachama muki lo l'fnei Yish, Rami Bachama will have to say that we're talking about a case where Shimon was not Miyayish yet. Therefore, although it is Shin Rishus, when Reuven died, Yoshim inherited this food product, but the Maisa they weren't koina because it wasn't Yish plus Shin Rishus. And the Maisa, since the children did not yet eat this food product and the food is still ben, therefore a gadol would still be responsible to pay back this food item to Shimon. The Braisa also taught us that if these Yoshim were Ktanim, then they would be potter to pay back this food product to Shimon. And of course, it should be bothering us what is the difference between a gadol and a katan. Rashi explains the Labbin Edina Nanu, the reason why Ktanim are potter is because you can't take a katan to a din Torah. And as Rashi says, even though the Gzeil is still be'en, Lemaisa Shimon has to go through the process in order to collect this money from the Yoshim, the Sumchus who the Potter Ktanim will come on, and our Bryce is going according to the Shita of Sumchus, which we will see later on. Sumchus holds Im Kablam Edom Shaloi B'fei Baldin, and as the Rajbe says, that a cotton is commanded Lase Dami, B'fei She'inim Mendas, and therefore you can go and take a cotton to court, and that's why the Bryce says that a cotton will be Potter from paying back the food product, even though it's Be'en, and they don't have to give it to Shimon. And the Bryce continues, Vim Amru Gedolim, and even if the Yoshim are Gedolim, and they have a claim that Ein Anu Yoidim Cheshbonish Shechishav Avinim Cha, that we don't know all the Cheshbonish that you had with our father, then Paturim, then the Gedolim would be Potter. They would not have to return the food product to Shimon. And as Rashi says, Ein Anu Yoidim Cheshbonish V'Shem Avinu Chishav L'Chadamim, and possibly our father already paid you back by using money, and he didn't give you back the actual food product. The Gemara asks, V'Shem Da'ami Ein Anu Yoidim Paturim, do you think that just because the Gedolim can have a claim and they say that we don't know what happened, therefore they're going to be Potter? And as Rashi says, since as the Braisa stated specifically that they knew that their father stole this food product from Shimon, therefore how could they have such a claim? As we know, Bari Vishema or Bari Adiv, that certainly Shimon's claim will win over the Gedolim, and how could we say that the Gedolim would be Pata? And the Gemara answers, Amravo, that Rava stated, Hachi Ka'amar, that this is what the Braisa meant to say, Gedolim Sha'amru, that if the Gedolim would state, Yoidin Anu Cheshbonish Shechishav Avinu Mcha, that we do know all the Cheshbonish and the calculations that our father made with you, and we know for certain that he already paid you back, and if we don't owe this money to you, Paturin, then they will be Potter. Some explain that Rav is not trying to change the Girsa of our Gemara, and he's just stating that the Braisa meant to say that the Gedolim said this in Lashon Tmiyah to them, that do you think that we don't know the Cheshbonis that our father made with you? Certainly we do know the calculations, and certainly we don't owe you, and therefore they had a Titus Bari. And this makes sense based on our Girsa that the Gemara is Gerus, Amar Rava, Hachika Amar. However, others are Gerus that Amar Rava, Hachiktani, and he actually is changing the words of the Braisa. Taisis is still bothered that L'chira, just because these children that are Gedolim say that we know the calculation, why should they be Neman? If we know for certain that the father stole this item, how could it be that they would be Neman to say that he already paid it back? And Taisis explains the Dima Maschal, V'loi Pashtcha Gabei, V'loi Midi, that Paturin, and Taisis says, Migu Shayichayim Lemech Zan L'cha, that the reason why these children are believed is because they could have said that we returned the money to you, Inami, or Kagan She'inei D'Gzela, El Hidos HaBanim Bavad, that they actually weren't Edim that saw that Reuven actually stole this item from Shimon, and the only way that we actually know that Reuven stole this item is because the children were Maida, and they said that Yoidnanu, that we do know that our father stole this item, and then they said, but we know that he paid it back, and therefore these Gedolim would be Neman, based on the concept of HaPesha Asa, who HaPesha Hiter. Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we have another version of this Braisa, HaGoizel Meichelos Bana Peturim L'Shalim, that if Reuven stole a food product, and then he gave it to his children to eat, then they will be Potam L'Shalim. And keep in mind that as we explained in the first Braisa, according to the Shita of Chista who stated, so over here, even though the item is not be'en, if Shimon was not yet Miyayish, then certainly the children should have to pay back this item, even though the food product is no longer be'en, and therefore we have to explain that once again, this Braisa is talking about a case where Shimon was already Miyayish, and that's why the children don't have to return the food product, since the food product is no longer be'en. And according to Rami Bachama, we could explain that the Braisa is even talking about a case where Shimon was not Miyayish, and even so, the children don't have to pay it back because the item is no longer be'en. This will be an important point for the next part of the Braisa, as in Niach Lefneim va'ochlam, if Reuven actually stole this item from Shimon and then he died and he left this food product in front of his children as Yerusha and as part of his estate, and then the children went and consumed this food product and it's no longer ben, then being gedolim, being ketanim chayavim, and even though the item is no longer ben, it doesn't make a difference if the Yerushim are gedolim or ketanim, that they would still be chayiv to pay this back to Shimon. And in a moment we will see that the Gemara will ask a question on this part of the Brisa, but Tais points out that really the Gemara could have asked another question, and the Gemara could have asked that l'chayiv, this part of the Brisa doesn't make sense, not according to Rav Chisda and not according to Rabbi Bachama, as we just explained that according to Rav Chisda, the Reish of the Brisa is talking about a case where Shimon was already Miyayish, and if Shimon was Miyayish and now the food product was already eaten, then l'chayiv, these Yerushim should also be paturin because l'maisa there was Yish and now the item is no longer be'en. And certainly, as we previously explained, Rabbi Bachama argues on Rav Chisda, and therefore, since this item is no longer be'en, certainly the Yerushim would not be chayiv to pay back this item to Shimon, even in a case where Shimon was not Miyayish. And Taisa says that in a Chanami, the Gemara could have asked this question. However, immediately the Gemara asked a question, b'digei ketanim, and the Gemara asked, ketanim mi mechayvi, how can you be mechayiv a katan to pay back this item? Lo yehe, alav azik azuke, it shouldn't be worse than a case where a katan is mazik someone. As Rashi tells us, nichnas l'chatzah, the nigzal v'zikai, if a katan goes into the chatzah of a nigzal and he's mazik him, mi mechayvi ketanim l'shalim, would we be mechayiv a katan to pay? But v'anan t'nan l'el, we already learned in the Mishnah, that pei zayin, behem shechav lo b'chayim turim, that ketanim apata, if we're any hazik, v'hocha kim in the ochlam, man kofi lo l'shlume, l'chari in our case, where the ketanim ate this food product, so they were mazik shimin, and l'chari they shouldn't be chayiv. And how could the Brisa state that even after the ketanim ate this food product and the item is no longer ben, that they would still be chayiv to pay Shimon back? And the Gemara answers, ein chenami, amar papa, hachik oma, that this is actually what the Brisa means to say, hanich lefdeim, v'adayim le'ochlam, bein gdeilim, bein ketanim chayavim, that we're actually talking about a case where the item is still ben, and the gdeilim and ketanim did not eat this item, and since the food product is still ben, therefore they could take the actual food product and return it to Shimon, and therefore they still have a chiyuv to return the food product to Shimon. And of course, this now works out both according to Rav Chisda and according to Rabbi Bachama. The fear of Chisda, even though this Brisa is talking about a case where it was after Shimon was already miyayish, lemaisa, as we previously stated, Rav Chisda holds like Rava that Rishus Yerush is lavka Rishus lekechdami, and therefore even though it was Yerush, there wasn't Shina Rishus, and since the item is still around, therefore the children of Reuven have to give the item back to the Nigzal and they have to return it to Shimon. According to Rabbi Bachama, we will have to explain that this Brisa's case is talking about a scenario where Shimon was not miyayish, because if Shimon was miyayish, then there was actually Yerush as well as Shina Rishus, because Rabbi Bachama holds that Rishus Yerush is Rishus Lekeach Dami, and therefore, if Shimon was already miyayish, then there would be Yerush and Shina Rishus, and therefore the children would not have to return this food product to Shimon. Therefore, according to Rabbi Bachama, we would have to explain the Sefer of the Brisa that's specifically talking about a case where Shimon was not miyayish, and Ayin Rashi, who's bothered, that l'chayr we had the same case in the first Brisa, and the first Brisa we said that Gedolim are chayavim and Ketanim are paturim, and now we said in this Brisa that both Gedolim and Ketanim would be chayavim. And Rashi explains that there's no steer between the Brisas, as the first Brisa is going according to the Shita of Subchas, the Eim Kavon Edom Shaloi Bifnei Baldin, and therefore Ketanim are paturim, as you can't take a cotton to a Bezdin because they're not considered that they're in front of Bezdin. And this Brisa that states that being Gedolim, being Ketanim are chayavim is going according to the Shita Chachamim, then one is allowed to be Makabal Edom Shaloi Bifnei Baldin, and therefore a cotton can be taken to a Din Torah, and that's why the cotton will be chayiv to give back the food product to Shimon. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us point out that as we know, if Reuven borrowed anything from Shimon, then Reuven is a shoyl and he's chayiv be'inzin. The Gemara has a shayla as to Reuven's responsibility to pay back if he had an oinus. And one side of the Gemara is that we look at it that at the moment that Reuven borrowed this item, he was mekalim himself to return this item, even if an oinus occurs. And if an oinus actually eventually occurs, then it is as if Reuven was already chayiv retroactively from the point that he borrowed this item from Shimon. The Gemara has a second side, and as the Gemara will bring down that this is the sheet of Rapapa, that Rapapa holds that it's only once an oinus actually occurs that Reuven's chayiv to pay Shimon, but not beforehand, and the chayiv to pay for insin is not retroactive. Our Gemara will now bring a sheet of Rava, and Rava will actually tell us two dinim, and the first part we will call the Resha, and the second din that Rava brings we will call the Seifa. So Amr Rava, Rava states, Hiniach lehem avi and parish ula, Reuven borrowed a par from Shimon, and he had a right to use it for 30 days, and meanwhile Reuven died within that 30-day time frame. Rava teaches us, Mishtam Shabbat Kali Meshe Lasa, that Reuven's children continue to have the right to use this para up until the 30-day period is over. And as part of the ratio, Rava continues, Mesa, if the animal dies during this 30-day period, and while the children have a right to use the animal, Ein Chayavim Bainsa, the children will not be chayiv to pay for these Einzin. As Rashi says the Kabilu Ulayu and the Tirusa, as these children were not mekabel themselves to guard this animal, and they weren't mekabel themselves oinsin. And the Mefarshim explained that although it's true that the children will not be chayiv oinsin, but certainly they would be chayiv for gneiva aveda, as they would be no less than a shem esacha, since they're able to use this item for free during the Yemei She'ela. And Rava continues, and this part of Rava is considered the sefer of Rava, kesfuim shalom aviyami, if the children did not know that this animal was borrowed and they thought that it belonged to their father, v'tafchu, and they went and shechted the animal, v'achlu, and then they consumed it, mishalom to me bas b'zoil, that they don't have to pay for the full value of the animal, as Yoshim have a claim that they didn't know that it belonged to someone else. And if we would have known that it really belonged to Shimon, then we wouldn't have eaten this basa, as certainly we didn't want to pay so much for basa, and therefore the Yoshim are only chayiv mashinenes, and how much hanah they had. And as Rashi says, that is based on the discounted price of meat when it's sold in the marketplace for 2/3 of the standard price. Certainly, if the Yoshim would have received a discounted price for meat, then they would have bought meat. Therefore, they're responsible to pay to Shimon 2/3 of the standard price that one can generally buy meat in the marketplace for that price. And the Gemara now continues with the memory of Rava, and it brings one more line of the memory of Rava. And the Gemara will have a shayla: does this line refer back to the ratio of Rava or to the sefer of Rava? Rava stated, that if their father left them kaka, then the children would be chayiv. Keep in mind that although in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph we saw the lashon of v'niach lem aviyam achrayis nechasim, and we had two different ways as to how to understand those words, but Rav Lishitasai stated on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the base, the lashon v'niach lem aviyam achrayis nechasim is referring to a father leaving kaka to his children. And the Gemara now continues and explains this last line of Rav's memra: ikid masila resha v'ikid masila sefer. Some explain the last line of Rav that it's going back on the resha of Rav, and some explain that it's going back on the sefer of Rava. And the Gemara explains, "Man de masala resha kolshkin asefer upligid rapapa." That if you're going to learn that this line of Rava is going back on the resha of the Mishnah, Rava is teaching us that even though in the resha I told you that if the father leaves over parashula, then the children will not be chayav insin. However, that is only if the father did not have kaka. But if the father did have kaka, even though the children were not mekabel themselves insin, but ultimately the father was mekabel himself to return this animal. And once an oinus occurs and the animal dies, then it's considered as if the father was already chayiv and responsible while he was still alive. And since the father had kaka, therefore Shimon has a lien against that kaka, and Shimon has a right to go and collect the money from the kaka of the Yisayimim, which originally belonged to the father. If this last line of Rava is going on the ratio of Rava, certainly this didn't would apply to the Sefer, and even though they thought that this animal belonged to the father, but if, since they shechted it and now the animal is no longer alive, so since their father was mekabel on himself to return this animal or return the value of this animal to Shimon, and Lemaisa he had kaka, therefore, once again, there's a lien against the kaka, and therefore, Shimon has a right to get the full value of the basa from Reuven or his children. And Eina Chinami, if there wouldn't be kaka, then the children would not be responsible to make this payment, but since there's kaka, therefore, Shimon had a lien against the kaka, and Shimon can collect. But ultimately, we see from the din of Rava that when Reuven borrowed this item from Shimon, he was mekabel himself at that point that he's going to return the item, and even if an oinus occurs, look at it as if Reuven was chayiv to pay back this animal from the point when he borrowed it, and the chiyuv was retroactive. Therefore, although Reuven died, Shimon still has a lien against Reuven's properties, and this lien was already from the point that Reuven borrowed this animal from Shimon. And therefore, we see that Rava doesn't hold like the Shita Rapapa, as we mentioned that Rapapa will hold that the only time that Reuven is chayiv ba'insin is only once the oinus occurs, and it doesn't go back retroactively to the point that he borrowed the item. Gemara continues, "Man de masala sefer aval resha loy behind Rapapa." And those that learn that the last line of Rava only goes back on the Sefer, and therefore Rav is teaching us that in the case of the Sefer, if Reuven had kaka, then his children will not pay Dmei Basa Bezoil, and instead they would have to pay the full value of the Basa. And as Rashi says, V'mniach len avien kaka mishalom purin shalom davinu b'mokam avuren, as they are considered in the place of the father, and v'hoil v'hein achlu, and since they actually ate this animal, and they did a maisa shchita, and they actually went and ate the animal, therefore they're going to be chayiv to pay for the full value of the animal. However, in the case of the Resha, even if Reuven would actually have kaka, since the children did not do any maisa that caused the death of this animal, and the animal died kidaka, and it would die a natural death, and therefore it was a full-fledged oinus, certainly the children are not chayiv because they were never makabal on themselves shmira, and even though Reuven left over kaka, but ultimately this oinus occurred after Reuven died, and therefore there was no chayiv for Reuven to make any payment to Shimon. And we see from here that Rava actually holds like Rapapa, and the reason why Reuven doesn't have any chiyuv is because Reuven was mekabel himself future insin, and since the inus occurred after Reuven's death, therefore of course it can't go back retroactively. only to the point that Reuven borrowed the item, and it's only at this point that Reuven was chayiv, but Reuven is dead, and therefore certainly there is no chayiv on Reuven, and that's why lefi this tzad, then Rava holds that Shimon does not have a lien against Reuven's property, and even though Reuven left over property and the Yisrael have this property, the Yisrael would not be chayiv to pay back to Shimon. And the Gemara continues that where do we see the sheet of Rav Papa who holds that when Reuven is mekabel himself einsin is not a chayiv that occurs retroactively, as only once the einis happens, then Reuven has a responsibility to pay Shimon back. Gemara brings the Amar Papa. Rav Papa stated, if Reuven stole a para on Friday and then he shechted on Shabbos, chayiv, then Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay dal v'hei shekva chayiv b'gneva kodim shiyavu l'day isa Shabbos, because Reuven was already chayiv to pay for gneva on Friday when he stole this item. Although when Reuven shechts this animal on Shabbos, he will be chayiv misa because he shechted the animal on Shabbos and was over on one alam and test malachis, but we wouldn't say kamei b'dramine, as the mice he was already chayiv to pay back for gneva on Friday. And as the Gemara says, shekva chayiv b'gneva kodim shiyavu l'day isa Shabbos, even though Reuven's chayiv to pay dal v'hei only occurs when he shechts this animal on Shabbos and luchari at that point, which is say kamei b'dramine. However, Rav Papa holds like the sheet of Rameya that we don't say the din of kamei b'dramine by a chiyuv of knas, and since dal v'hei is a chiyuv of knas, therefore the concept of kamei b'dramine doesn't apply, and the only time we say kamei b'dramine is by a chiyuv of mammon. And as Rashi brings from the Gemara Maseches Ksubis that knas chiddush hu shechiddush Torah hilchach afagav de miktol mishalim. Rav Papa continues ha'isa para shu'ulay utvach b'Shabbos pata, if Reuven borrowed a para from Shimon and then he shechted it on Shabbos, then Reuven will be pata from paying for the keren, and he will also be pata from paying dal v'hei. She is a Shabbos, is a gneva bar kechad, because the is of Shabbos when he shechted the animal and his chiyuv for gneva came at the same time, and therefore certainly in this case we say kamei b'dramine, and even if he shechted the animal b'shoigeg, we would still say chayiv mishoigeg is p'turim and not tashlumin. And it is from this din of Rav Papa that we see that Rav Papa holds that when Reuven borrows something from Shimon, he's not chayiv to pay for insin retroactively. If that would be the case, then we would say the chiyuv gneva actually happened at the time they borrowed this animal from Shimon, and therefore we wouldn't say kamei b'dramine. But by the fact that Rav Papa says that in this case there's a din of kamei b'dramine, you see that Rav Papa holds that Reuven is only koyin this item and is only considered that he stole this item at the point that he shechted this item. Therefore, since at the point that Reuven shechted this animal, he was chayiv for being over on Chil Shabbos, therefore there's a din of kamei b'dramine and Reuven is pata for paying for this animal. And Rashi is bothered that l'chira, why do we say that Reuven should be chayiv to pay for kefel, or he should be chayiv to pay dal v'hei based on the fact that he was tavach u'macha after he stole this item? And we previously stated that Rav Papa holds that b'negeya knas we don't have the din of kamei b'dramine. Rashi explains that the only time that we have a din of kefel or dal v'hei is only when he steals something from the house of the bailim or by a shei mechinam habal lifta atzma b'tainis gneva, when the shei mechinam goes and swears falsely and he was tying tainis ganav. However, Rashi says I will show the nisa sacha v'secha she'ein yichon li potter b'tainis ganav ein ben kefel ka'om b'kama duchtei lo'im amr b'shei mechinam she'kem shalom tashlim kefel tayim b'shei mesacha that b'negeya shoyel ashoy mesacha as well as the secha, since they can't potter themselves with a tainis gneva, therefore there is never a din of kefel or dal v'hei for a shoy mesacha or for a secha. Rashi then brings another pshat that the reason why Reuven is not chayav to pay kefel with dal v'hei is because the only time you can have a chiyav of kefel or a chiyav of dal v'hei is only if you chayav to pay the keren. But once you're not chayav keren, then there can't be a chiyav of kefel, and once you're not chayav kefel, then you can't be chayav for gimel v'dalid, because the Torah says dal v'hei v'loy gimel v'dalid. Ayin Rashi, who doesn't like this pshat and therefore learns like his first pshat, ayin shom. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, the Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra states, v'heishef hased zeila asher gozal, that if someone steals something, they have to return what they stole, and the Pasuk uses the extra word, asher gozal, matam olim asher gozal, as certainly if you have to return a zeila, you're returning what you stole, and therefore we learn out, yachzik ke'in she gozal, that you have to return similar to what you stole, mikan omru, and therefore we learn from here, ha'gozal meichel's bana p'turim l'shalim, that certainly we can't learn from here that if someone steals something and then the item is not be'en, that he himself, who is the gazlan, doesn't have to pay back to the nigzal, as certainly he would be chayiv to make hashava and to pay back to the nigzal. However, the Torah is being mechadish to us that if Reuven stole an item from Shimon and then he gave it to his children, then certainly if the item that Reuven stole is still be'en, and certainly if Shimon was not yet miayish, then even Rami Bacham would agree that even though the Yoshim received it, Rami Bacham holds Rishus Yerush is Kirushus Lokehtami, and therefore it's considered a Shin Rishus. However, since the item is be'en, so certainly the Yoshim would have to return the item to Shimon. However, the Torah is mechadish to us that if this item is no longer be'en, then the children would not have to return this item to Shimon. And keep in mind that according to Rav Chisda, we would have to say that the Pasuk we're talking about a case where Shimon was already miyayish. The Brisa continues, Hanich lefneim, Reuven died, and his children were Yerush's item from their father, the Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim Chayavim. Then, as we previously explained, according to Rabbi Bachama, since the Rishus Yerush is Kirishus Lekeach, therefore it is Shin Rishus, and therefore this din of the Brisa is talking about a case where Shimon was not yet miyayish, and the item is still be'en, and therefore the Yerushim were not coined the item, and that's why the Gedolim and the Ketanim have to pay back the item to Shimon. However, according to the Sheet of Rav Chista, we have to say that the Brisa is talking about a case where it's prior to Yerush, even if the Yerushim already ate this item, they're still chayav to pay to Shimon. However, Lemaisa, we said that the first part of the Brisa is talking about a case where it's already after Yerush. Therefore, we have to explain that the Sefer the Brisa is talking about a scenario where the Yerushim did not consume the item, and that's why they have to return the item to Shimon. The Brisa continues that although the first part of Brisa that states Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim Chayavim is going lefi the Shitas Tanan Kama and lefi Shitas Chachamim that argue in Sumchis, and they hold that you can take a cotton to a din Torah, as we will see in a moment. The Chacham hold that Mekamim Edim Shalei B'fnei Baldin. However, Mishum Sumchas Amru, the Sumchas argues on Tanan Kama, they hold Gedolim Chayavim Ketanim Paturin. Although Gedolim will be chayiv to pay to Shimon, however, the Ketanim will not be chayiv because Ein Mekamim Edim Shalei B'fnei Baldin. And as we brought from the Rashba, the cotton commanded Leisei Dami B'pnei She'ini Bendas. The Gemara continues with the story. Bar Chamur Rabbi Yemiya Tar Goli Ba'apei Rabbi Yemiya. Rabbi Yemiya's father-in-law died, and Rabbi Yemiya's brother-in-law, who was a cotton at that time, locked Rabbi Yemiya out of his home because he wanted to make sure that Rabbi Yemiya did not claim that this house belonged to him. And since Rabbi Yemiya's father-in-law died, therefore this child, who was a son, was the actual Yerush of his father's property, and therefore he had full rights to this home, and therefore he didn't want Rabbi Yemiya to make any claim against his home. And also Kabed Rabbi Avin, and Rabbi Yemiya came in front of Rabbi Avin for a din Torah, and Amman Rabbi Avin said to Rabbi Yemiya, Shaloyu Toveya, that Lemaisa this child is right, he is the proper Yerush, and therefore he owns a home, and you have no right to the house, and therefore he wants to make sure that you're not going to go and make a chazak on the home. Amalei, but Rabbi Yemiya said back to Rabbi Avin, for my sin is sadi, the achzabrei b'chayah davur, I am not claiming that I own it because I was Yerush it from my father-in-law, as certainly my wife is a daughter and she would not receive the Yerusha, but my claim is that I already bought this from my father-in-law while he was alive, and I have a chazakah of 3 years, and that's a chazakah sheyeshi mataino, and I actually can bring Edim, will testify that I had a chazakah on this home for 3 years while my father-in-law was still alive, and my father-in-law could have been meicha, and he wasn't meicha, and therefore, although I don't have a shtar raya, as we learn in the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra, that certainly there's no requirement to keep your shtar for longer than 3 years if you have a chazakah sheyeshi mataino. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rabbi Avin said back to Rabbi Yemiya, that although you may be right that you have a chazakah sheyeshi mataino, but the Maisa, I can't go and fight with this child at this point because he's still a cotton. Can we be mekabel edim when the baldin is not in front of us? And since this cotton is not a bardas, therefore I can't paskin against this cotton, and the cotton still has a right to this house. And keep in mind, as we mentioned before, we have a machlekes between Sumchus and Rabbanon if we hold mekabel edim shloi b'fnei baldin or a mekabel edim shloi b'fnei baldin. And as we will see, Rab Oven is actually paskining like Sumchus and holding that a mekabel edim shloi b'fnei baldin. And therefore, Rab Oven did not want to paskin for Rabbi Yemiya and remove Rab Oven's brother-in-law from Rabbi Yemiya's father-in-law's home. And we continue on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and Rabbi Yemiya said back to Rabbi Avin, V'loi, is it really true that Ein Mekablin Edim Shalei B'fnei Baldin, and we can't go and paskin against a cotton? V'ktani Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim Chayavin, the Lemaisa Tanan Kama argues on Sumchis, and he holds that Ben Gedolim Ben Ketanim are Chayavin, and you can be Mechayi the cotton to make a payment to the Nigzal. And Amalei, so Rabbi Avin responded to Rabbi Yemiya, Hare Machleikis Sumcha B'tzitcha, the Lemaisa is Machleikis between the Tanan Kama and Sumchis, and I paskin like Sumchis, and Omar and Rabbi Yemiya responded back to Rabbi Avin, Ichbil Kuli Alma the Koike Sumchis Lafkuin Ludidi. Do you say that everyone is going to double down and they're going to paskin like Sumchis in order to paskin against me and cause me to lose this house? Rabbi Yemiya felt that Rabbi Avin should have paskin like Rabbanon. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Avin did not have a response and he wasn't sure what to do. Adahachi Galgal Musa Asu Matul Kamed Rabbavo. And while they were going and figuring out what to do, this Shaila found its way in front of Rabbavo. And as we will see, Rabbavo will actually want to paskin like Rabbi Yemiya that this child has no rights to this house, and until the child becomes a gadol, then Rabbi Yemiya could actually stay in the home. And as the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avo said to Rabbi Avin and his Talmidim, Leishmi lechu had Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chama Om Rabbi Ishiya, did not hear the din that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chama said in the name of Rabbi Ishiya, that Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chama Om Rabbi Ishiya. And Rashi has two different versions as to what the case is, but the first version is Tina Shetaka Bavada V'yarul Teich Sadeh Shechaveri, if Reuven owned the field, and Tina goes and takes his Avadim, and he goes into the Sadeh of Reuven, and he claims that it's his, in Oimrim, Nam Tanat Shiagdal, we don't say that now let us wait wait until the cotton gets older, because we can't go and take the cotton to the dintara. Elo mitzia miyada miyad, but we immediately go and take the cotton out of this field. And l'shiyagdil yavi edim v'nira. Then when he becomes a gadol, then he'll be able to bring edim, and he'll be able to come to the dintara and try to prove that it belongs to him. But prior to that point, we are not going to be metapal with this cotton. And therefore, Rav was saying that at this point, we can't be metapal with this child and with the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yemiah. And therefore, Rabbi Yemiah could keep the home until this child becomes a gadol. And then at that point, the child could come and bring Rabbi Yemiah to a dintara. The Gemara continues that Rav Avin Tainan, that he's still correct, as midami, hasan hu, namafkina midei, d'loi kaimalei achazok davua, that over there, when the child comes and tries to get the sada, the child is not coming and claiming that my father had a chazaka, and the child is just coming and trying to grab the sada and claiming that it belonged to him and to his father, and therefore we won't go and be metapa with the child until the child becomes a gadol. However, in our case, where the child is coming and saying that this house is my father's house and my father lived here for many years, therefore he's coming with a claim of a chazaka, and certainly we would not remove the child from the house, and we would pass like sumchis that we can't bring the child to a din Torah. And therefore, since this katan had a chazaka, as Rabbi Yemi's father-in-law lived in the home for many years, therefore the child would be able to stay in the home until he becomes a gadol, and then at that point Rabbi Yemi could bring his edim. He actually lived in this house for 3 years prior to the father-in-law dying, and therefore he had a chazaka sheyeshim retaino, and at that point potentially we would pass like Rabbi Yemi. And as the Gemara says, Aval hecha de isle chazaka davu aloi, in our case where the katan is coming with a taino that my father had a chazaka on this home and it belongs to my father, in that case certainly we would allow the child to stay in the home until the child becomes a gadol, and only at that point would Rabbi Yemiah be able to take his brother-in-law to a din Torah. And as we stated, we explained the case of Rabbi Yisrael Chaman, the name of Rabbi Isha, based on the first pshat of Rashi, and Rashi says they took his avodim with him in order to help him and to kick out the people that were in that sada lishnachrina. And Rashi brings another lashon that this cotton actually grabbed on to someone else's eved, and he claimed that it was his eved. And then there was a second case where he was yarel teich sada shechaveri, and he claimed that it was his sada. And according to the second lashon, the lechira, either we have to learn that it's the second case, or instead of the yarel teich sada shechaveri, it's actually as if it said a yarel teich sada shechaveri. And there's a question as to exactly what the story was. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Shapsai. Rav Ashi said in the name of Rav Shapsai, mikabel edim shloi b'tei bal din, that you can be mikabel edim even though the bal din is not there. And the Gemara continues, toy boy Rav Yechron, and the lashon toy is Loshim Mirich Bikankan, Kamoy Toyle Kankane, Kloima Daikla, that he was Medaik regarding this din. The Rashbam Babasa says, Mechashev Makshaba, that he thought about this din, and he had a question. Bechran is, Vichim Mekablam Eden, Shleibfe Baldin, how could it be it'll be Mekabal Eden when the Baldin is not there? And Lemaisa Samagurus, Omrab Asi, Omrab Shapsai, because Rab Ashi was much later than Rab Yechran, and it can't be Rab Yechran would say anything in response to something that Rab Ashi would have said. And the Gemara continued that Kibbumene Rab Yisra Bechrina, Rab Yisra Bechrina was Mekabal from Rab Yechran, that he was able to understand the din of Rab Asi in the name of Shapsai, that Mekabal Eden Shleibfe Baldin is only a specific case, Kagoyin Shahayah Huchayla, that either is talking about a case where Reuven had a claim against Shimon and Reuven was sick, or Edom Chaylim, or the Edom of Reuven was sick, or the Edom wanted to go on a trip and they weren't going to be around in order to testify. Reuven was concerned that he won't be able to go and handle this din Torah, as since he was sick and he was potentially going to die, as Rashi says, and they felt that maybe his children and the Yershim would not be able to go to the din Torah and win against Shimon. Similarly, if the Edom die or the Edom will go, then Reuven would lose out and would not be able to bring his tain against Shimon. And as Taisus explained, this going back on all the previous cases, then Bezdin sent the shliach to Shimon and told him that they want to have a din Torah, and Shimon did not come. In that case, Rab Asi is correct that Mekabel Eden Shloi B'fnei Baldin, because it's a special case of a Shasat Chak, and Lemaisa we gave warning to Shimon and he didn't show up. The Gemara continues with the similar din. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Rabbi Yehuda said the name Mashmul, Mekabel Eden Shloi B'fnei Baldin, that you can be Mekabel Eden even though the Baldin is not here, and even though Shimon is not here. And Amar Ukva, and Amar Ukva explained the Dima Fish Limine de Shmuel, that this member of Shmuel was explained to me, Kagain de Paskale Bedine, Vishokhle Vele Asa, that the only time that Shmuel said this din is only in a case where they already started Din Torah, and Reuven and Shimon already were involved in the Din Torah, and then Reuven wanted to continue the Din Torah, and Shimon wasn't coming. In that case, even though Reuven is not sick, or the Edom are not sick, and the Edom don't want to go to Medina Siam, the Bezdin would still say that Mekamel Edom Shloi B'nei Baldin, because the Baldin is not showing up to Bezdin. However, if they didn't start the Din Torah, Matzi Omalei, then Shimon could tainer to Ruvain and to the Bezin, and know the Bezin HaGadol is in law, that I want to go to Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Therefore, you can't be Makabal Edim, Shaloi Bifnei Baldin, as I am not required to come to your Bezin. And the Gemara is, Ihachi Kapaskli Nami, the Lachari, even if they started in Terah, Matsi Amalei, why can't Shimon say to Ruvain, the Bezin HaGadol is in law, that I specifically want to go to the Bezin HaGadol that's in Yerushalayim, that was run by the Nasi? Therefore, you should still not be able to be Makabal Edim, Shaloi Bifnei Baldin. And the Gemara says, Ravina said, could go into Naka Disco, me Bezin HaGadol. When Shmuel said his din, he was talking about a scenario where Ruvain actually had a shtar from the Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim that said that the Bezin in this city should actually listen to his din Torah, and therefore, once they already started din Torah, then we would Makabal Edim Shalei Bifnei Baldin. However, if they did not yet start the din Torah, then even though Ruvain has this letter, Shimon can still claim that I want to go to Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and therefore, you cannot be Makabal Edim Shalei Bifnei Baldin. But the Mefarshim explained that certainly Rabbi Yechlin's din is still correct, and even if Ruvain did not have any shtar from Bezdin, and Ruvain wants to go to the Bezdin in his city, and Lemaisa he is sick, or his Edom are sick, or the Edom are potentially going to Medinas Yam, and as long as Bezdin gives fair warning to Shimon to come to Bezdin, then they will be able to be Makabal Edom Shalei Bifnei Baldin. Ayin Rashi Diska Igeres Mi Bezdin Agadol Sheshalchu LeBezdin Shalkan LeKoyfai. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav stated Mekayimin Zeshtar Shalei Bifnei Baldin, that if Ruvain lent money to Shimon and Ruvain has a shtar choiv against Shimon, and now his Edom are about to go to Medinas Yam, he could bring those Edom into Bezin in order to verify their signatures and in order to be Mekayim and to authenticate the shtar. As Rashi says, Ubezin Kaisvin Tachta bin Mesiv Plus Avina, Vasu Plainu Plainu Vasidu Achsim Sedayo, Vashrenu Vekayminu Kedichazi. And Rav teaches us that the Malva could do so even though the Loiva is not in Bezin together with him. However, Rabbi Yechon Amar, a Mekayim is a shtar, Shaloivri Baldin, the Rabbi Yechon holds that it cannot be Mekayim and shtar if the Baldin is not there. And Taisis points out, certainly Midduraisa, every shtar that has Edom is considered a valid shtar, and as we know, Edom Achasum al shtar is Kenechu Edusim Bezdin, therefore the entire din of Kiyum Shtaris is only a din Rabbanon, and even so, Rabbi Yechon says that mid Rabbanon we only allow you to be Mekayim the shtar if it's in front of the Loiva. The Gemara continues, Omle Rav Sheshes Rabbi Yisrael Rabbo, Rav Sheshes said to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbo, Osama Geris Rabbi Yisrael Rab Abba, Asbel Chotayim Rabbi Yechon, I'll explain to you the din of Rabbi Yechon and the reasoning of Rabbi Yechon, as Amakra, the Pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim states, Behu Bibala Valayish Merenu, that if you have an animal that shtoises another animal or a person, then you'll warn the owner in Bezdin, and then he doesn't watch the animal, then the animal is considered a mu'ud, and once the animal is a mu'ud, the owner will be chayav to pay nezek shalim, and we see that a warning has to happen in front of the bailim, and as the Gemara says, Amr Terer Yavi Balashar V'yamid Al Shari, that the Terer says that Balashar has to be there at the time that you give a warning, and he has to be there together with the Shar. And let's keep in mind that based on what we just said, according to Rabbi Yechon, this is only din Rabbanan, and therefore, although we learn out from this pasuk that generally there's a din, that im kabbalin edim shalei b'fnei baldin, however, ultimately, this cannot help us b'negei ashtaris, as really we don't need kiyum ashtaris at all midiraisa, and therefore this pasuk is really not smachta. Before we continue, let's see Taisus Diba Masal Mekayim Zeshtar Shalei B'fnei Baldin, and Taisus says, Pirish B'kuntris im edim evakshin leilich l'medinas yam, as we explain, if the edim that signed in the shtar want to go l'medinas yam, then you're allowed to go to Bezin in order to be Mekayim Zeshtar Shalei B'fnei Baldin, and Taisus says, Ve'in nil read im kain amay noko at kiyum ashtar, why is this relevant only to kiyum ashtaris? HaKabbalas edim amenami l'el, if l'chayru we said previously that but again any kabbalas edim to b'chay gavdim and kabbalim shalei b'fnei baldin, that as long as the edim are going to medinas yam, then it's a shasat chak and you can be makabel shalei b'fnei baldin. And why is this only relevant to kiyum shtaris? V'nilrid b'chol inyan kama, and therefore the Rei says that this din is in any case the mekayimin that you could go and be mekayim the shtar even shalei b'fnei baldin. The kiyum shtar drabbanon. The reason is as we explained that kiyum shtaris is only drabbanon and ayin in taisus. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rav hilchusim mekayimin shtar shalei b'fnei baldin v'afilu amar b'tzavach. That Rav paskins like Rav that Bezin can be mekayim shtar even if the Leiva isn't in Bezin and even the Leiva is in Bezin and is screaming that the shtar is a forgery. However, Rava continues, that if the Leiva says, I need more time in order to be able to find my Edim who will testify that the shtar is a forgery, then prior to allowing the Malva to collect based on the shtar, Bezin will allow the borrower time to find his Edim and Bezin will decide how much time to extend to the Leiva. And the Rosh says that Mestama, they will allow 30 days, which is generally the standard man that we find regarding Bezdin. And the Gemara continues, and if the Leiva finds Edim, then Bezdin will review the validity of the Leiva's claim that the Shtar is Mezuyif. And if the Leiva doesn't come back, then Bezdin will send the Shliach to the Leiva to invite him to Bezdin on Monday. And if he doesn't come on Monday, then Bezdin will once again send a message to the Leiva to come to Bezdin when they are in session on Thursday. Thursday, and finally, if the Loiv doesn't come on Thursday, they will invite him for the next Monday, and they will send him another Hazmana. And once again, and if the Loiv still doesn't come to Bezdin, then Bezdin will write a shtar to put the Loiv in Chirim. However, since Lamaisa, the Loiv claims that this shtar is a forgery, so Bezdin will not allow the Malva to go and collect the money right away, and prior to allowing the Malva to seize the assets of the Loiv, they will wait another 90 days. Whoever continues to discuss the process, and the first 30 days, we don't allow the Malva to seize the assets of the borrower, as we say that the Loiv is trying to find someone to borrow money from in order to pay off this loan. And the middle 30 days, we also say that he now realizes that he can't borrow money and he's trying to sell his assets to raise the money in order to pay off the Malva. And the last 30 days, we say that possibly the Loiv found a buyer and the buyer now is trying to borrow money or find money in order to purchase his assets. However, Loyosa Kasvina Drachta and Nechase, that after 90 days pass and the Loiv still didn't come forward to Bezdin, then Bezdin will execute a judgment of foreclosure that will allow the Malva to appraise and sell any of the assets of the Loiv in order to get paid off. And we'll see in a moment that it's only regarding Kaka and not Metaltlin. However, Vahani Mili, the Omar Sina, Aval Omar Loyasina, La Alta Kasvina, and we only grant the Loiv the 90-day extension if he responded to Bezdin that he will come to Bezdin and he has a taina that this shtar is mezuyev. However, if he responded that he would not come to Bezdin, then Bezdin would execute that judge immediately after the Bahab notice period. And Rava continues, Bahani Mili bin Milva, Al Bekodin La Alta Kasvina, and we only grant this 90-day period in a case of Alba, as since Milva late Sunitna, so it's possible that the Loiv needs time to raise money, as we explained. However, Reuven was watching a Bekodin for Shimon and he doesn't return to Bekodin, then right after the Bahab notice period, they will immediately execute a judgment since the item should be be'en, and there should be no reason that Reuven should need time since he wasn't able to use the Bekodin. And Rava continues, and Bezdin will only allow the Malva to seize the kark of the Loiv, which cannot be depleted. However, Bezdin will not allow the Malva to seize the metaltlin of the Loiv, as Bezdin is concerned that the Loiv will ultimately prevail and find Edim that the shtar is a forgery, and he'll be entitled to get paid back from the Malva. And in the meantime, the Malva potentially depleted the entire asset, and the Loiv will lose out. However, if the Malva has kaka that is as valuable as the amount of the loan, then we will allow the Malva to even seize the metaltlin of the Loiv, as if the Loiv will prevail, then even if the Malva depleted the metaltlin of the Loiv can collect from the kaka of the Malva. But ultimately, the Gemara states, Veloihi, ad drachta metaltlin le kasvinon, afagav de isle mikakoi, chashinon shem metachsev. Bezdin will not actually execute a judgment on metaltlin, even if the Malva has kaka, as if the Loiv ultimately prevails, the metaltlin may have been completely depleted in the interim, and the value of the kaka may have depreciated as well, and the Loiv will not be able to recoup his loss. And even though this problem should even be in a case where the Malva seizes kaka of the Loiv and the Loiv ultimately prevails, there is also a potential that in the interim the kaka that the Malva seized depreciated and isn't as valuable as the original chayv that the Loiv owed to Malva, and the Loiv will not be able to recollect the same amount that the Malva took from him. However, that is not an issue since ultimately it is the exact same piece of kaka that the Malva seized and which originally belonged to the Loiv, and even if the Malva wouldn't have seized the kaka, the property would have still depreciated, and therefore by the fact that the Malva seized the kaka of the Loiv, that did not cause any loss to the Loiv. And Rava continues, V'chi kasvina drachta medin lei, and when Bezdin executes the judgment, they send a notice to the Loiv, V'hani mili, the mikrav al marchak loi, and we only send a notice if the Loiv is close by, and this is within one day of travel. However, if the Loiv is far away, then Bezdin would not notify the Loiv. And v'i michak, v'ikka krevim, inami, ikka shirasa, da azul v'asi hasam, then machine lei, treisi yachi shasa, ad da azul v'asi shirasa. But if the Loiv lives far away, but he has relatives nearby, or there are caravans that travel to the city where the Loiv is, then we would wait up to 12 months in order to make sure that the Loiv had the opportunity to receive notice and to be able to come to Bezdin. And the Gemara brings a riot to this din from a story, Kehadra Abina, Shalom Acha, Tracy Achi Shasa, Ada Azul Ba'isa Sharasa, Mibechuzai. And just like we find, our Abina waited and didn't execute a judgment for Ma'acha, who lent money to someone that wasn't around in order to allow for caravans to be able to travel to Bechuzai, where the Loiv was dwelling, and also allow time for the Loiv to potentially come to Bezdin. And the Gemara responds that from the story of Vina, it's not a raya, Matya, as Veloi, Hosim in Shalima Hava, Yavoi Matya, Adracht Liode, then Loyave Efshala Fukimine, Aval Hokalay Natrinle, as possibly we could say that if someone goes with the Siyam or he's traveling, then we wouldn't wait at all. And the only reason Ravina didn't want to execute a judgment on my Acha's behalf was because my Acha was a very tough and powerful person. And once Ravina would have given him this judgment, then even if the Leiva would come back and bring proof that he doesn't owe my Acha any money and the Shtar was Mizuyev, my Acha wouldn't listen to Bezin and wouldn't return the judgment to Bezin. However, it's still possible in a normal case, if the Leiva isn't in the city, Bezin would execute a judgment immediately and would only send any notice to the Leiva if the Leiva was within 1 day travel of the city. And the Gemara explains, Al the Azal Shlicha, but Tlas Beshabta, Vasababo Beshabta, Vilacham Shabta, Kaibidine, and since the Leiva is within a 1 day trip, so after Bezin passes on Monday, they can immediately send to Shliach to give notice to the Leiva. So the Shliach will be sent on Tuesday, and he will give notice to the Leiva on Wednesday, and the Leiva will be able to come to Bezin on Thursday, which is, of course, the next day that Bezin is in session, and we will stop over here.